4. Mr. Underhill. We couldn't get through the gate because a big forensic officer was dusting the lock for fingerprints. He was wearing a white boiler suit and he was so bloody enormous that he was like a cloud with feet. But before I could hit Lawson with this cloud with feet observation, the kid had taken out a map and was shoving it in my face. "Sir, we're here. As you can see, this is the front entrance of the castle and the only way in and out," Lawson said. "Yes, I see," I replied, and tapped the big forensic officer on the shoulder. "D.I. Duffy, Carrick RUC. Can we just take a look at this lock for a second?" I asked him. The big forensic officer nodded. "Be my guest, pal, but don't touch anything." "Any prints on the gate so far?"
"Oh, only about 1 million.
Lawson and I examined the lock on the front door of the castle. It was an enormous old-fashioned cast-iron job that you couldn't pick with conventional tools as the tumblers were just too big. But like every lock in the world, with the right equipment, it could be opened. "Give me a couple of days to think about it and I reckon I could make a skeleton key to turn this," I said. Lawson looked at the lock. "But it would be easier to just steal the real key and make a clay impression of it."
"Where did the caretaker keep his key?"
"On a hook in the ticket office."
"And he can't be in there all the time, can he?"
"Nope." "So maybe we don't need those 60-foot ladders after all."
"Well..."
"Or maybe the caretaker's just a liar, not necessarily a murderer."
"How about this? He has some girl over, is showing off the roof of the castle. There's an accident. Invents this mystery to cover his tracks." "He seems pretty credible to me, sir, but obviously a full interrogation is warranted," Lawson said. We walked through the castle gatehouse and under the spiked iron portcullis into the castle proper.
"Sir, this is what I was talking about, the portcullis," Lawson said.
I looked up. "Fascinating." In front of us, I could see half a dozen white-boilered forensic officers going about their business deeper in the courtyard.
"About the portcullis, sir?"
"Who's the lead FO today?" I asked.
"A Chief Inspector Payne, sir."
"Jesus, Frank Payne. As fine an example..."